This guided meditation is going to be into the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra below your navel, between your hips, in the pelvic bowl, is where we hold the energy of the sacral chakra. So find yourself in a comfortable lying down position. In yoga shavasana, with your feet a little bit more than hip-width apart, your hands down by your side, palms facing the ceiling, your chin slightly tucked, and your eyes softly closed. Your breathing is normal into your lower belly, so that when you inhale, your lower belly softly rises and retreats on the exhale. And in the sacral chakra, in many traditions, this is known as the seat of a woman's power. We as women hold our power center here. Men hold it above their waist in the solar plexus, and women hold it down in the sacral chakra. This is an area where we as women create life. We create babies here, but we also create music and song, dance, art. All creative endeavors have their energy here. And we as intuitive women, we also create our power here. So, we're going to use the visualization of power. And if this is our seat of power, then we're going to imagine that the seat of power is actually a throne where we, in our power, can go and sit to rule. So I invite you to come down into your sacral chakra and imagine that as you could, in your mind's eye, walk into a room, into the throne room, there's a throne in front of you. And this throne is going to represent, symbolically, how you view yourself in your power. So what you notice when you walk into the power center room, what does your throne look like? Is it large? Is it small? Is it well worn and comfortable, or does it look dusty and never used? There is no right or wrong answer. There's just observation, noticing without judgment what your seat of power looks like. So take a look. Study the room. Study the throne in the room. See what it looks like for you today. If it is maybe gilt, large, red cushions. Do the cushions look worn? When was the last time you sat in your seat of power? Or maybe it's a rickety old chair that doesn't look very stable, that doesn't look very comfortable. And maybe when you see this, you notice, maybe I'm not comfortable in my power. Again, there's no judgment, there's just realization. Or maybe it's a modern chair, new, only freshly created, so that recently you've come into your power but it hasn't been there before. Again, there's no judgments, there's only observation of where you are today in your power. The nice thing about visualizations is that we can change the energy to be exactly what we would like. And because energy precedes manifestation, whatever we think, we can create the energy for and then have it manifest in our lives. So right here, right now, what would be the perfect throne that you would feel comfortable sitting in? What would make you feel comfortable, happy, content, strong, powerful, secure? What would it look like? What would the room look like, the throne room? How would you decorate it? Maybe there would be large windows with elegant draperies, or maybe it would be simple. Or maybe your throne room is actually a crystal cave. Each visual is perfect for you in the moment. Whatever you see is perfect for you in the moment. So decorate your throne room to be the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most inviting for you to visit. And see your throne as the most wonderful place for you to ever be, seated in your seat of power, where you can rule, where you can be, where you can create, where you can play. Whatever you create is perfect. It can be anything you want it to be, so long as it makes you feel so wonderful and so complete. Feel your belly full as you sit in your seat of power. Feel yourself being honored for the woman that you are, for the powerful woman that you are, for the kind, gentle, loving, compassionate woman that you are, and yet for the strong, decisive, centered, grounded woman that you are. You are all of these, equally and all at once. When you are strong in your seat of power, you can be anything you want. So allow yourself to feel the strength, the power, the joy, the creativeness of your being. Feel, love, appreciate yourself for who you are. Breathing into your belly, breathing into your newfound power, knowing that when you need to feel strong, when you need to feel grounded and centered in your body, that you can come down here and find your presence. Almost as if you're touching base, touching home. This is the true self. This is one aspect of the goddess. And you are, when you're seated in your throne, the goddess. Invite that notion in. And say, I am the goddess. I reflect the goddess energy out. The goddess in all her infinite faces. I am as well a goddess in my own right. Because I sit in my throne and I create. I create the life I want. Exactly as I want it. And see right now the life that would make you the most happiest in your being. Right now, take a few moments and create the absolute perfect life that you can imagine in your being. You can come down here anytime you want into your sacral chakra and check in to see if you truly are continuing to be in your state of power, if you truly are enjoying being seated on your throne in charge of your life. At any point in time, you can come back down here and revise the scenario of what the perfect life looks like. You can be anything you want, you can do anything you want. For this is the seat of manifestation of your life. And you can create it exactly as you want. Know that is your truth. Know that in every cell of your body that you create your own reality. You create your own existence, and you can create it however you wish. That makes you feel good. That makes you feel powerful. That makes you love yourself and appreciate who you truly are. And when you're ready to come out of meditation, just refocus on your breath, bringing new awareness to your breath, not only to your belly now, but to the rest of your body, lying there, supported by the earth, supported by Mother Earth, the goddess. And as you focus on your breath, the breath brings in new vital energy, the life force, or chi or prana, brings it into your body with each breath. And allow the breath to breathe down into your toes, to awaken your toes. Maybe wiggling your toes gently. Breathing into your fingers, allowing your fingers to flex and move ever so gently. And breathing into your neck and head, allowing your neck and head to roll very softly from side to side to awaken the upper part of your body. And when you feel fully here, have a nice yawn and a stretch to truly come back into this reality, bringing with you everything you saw, everything you created during the meditation, and coming back. Namaste.